Welcome to Postcast. The Utah Jazz have won their 15th game in 17 tries. All right, let's just, before we get into the game tonight, let's take that in for a second. This team's won 15 of 17.
15 of 17. Okay. You look at this as though the Jazz are having a great year. But it's only started 15 games ago. Because right then, you say 17 games ago. And so the progress that they're making now and the way they're surging into the latter part of the season, what's impressive. Why? Because that means they're getting better at the things that they're trying to do, at what Quinn wants them to do. Offensively, defensively, the chemistry is starting to get better. Let's see, how many new players do they have on this team this year? You got Rubio, Zarepko, Donovan Mitchell, Royce O'Neal, who else?
But let's go there for a second, Ron. Think about this for a second. Like, all right, we love our guys, and I love our guys. But if I walked up to anyone in the NBA and I said, by the way, I got a team for you that has Joe Ingles, Derek Favors, Jonas Jerebko, Rudy Gobert, Donovan Mitchell, Ricky Rubio, Jay Crowder, Alec Burks, Royce O'Neal, Epe Udo, Howell Neto, and they're going to win 15 of 17, they're going to call me insane.
Bet.
Insane.
Yeah. I'd be say bet.
Right.
Yeah, put your money up. Put your money where your mouth is at.
And I have been trying, honestly, I think it's crazy. So I'm trying to figure it out also. And really where I am right now is that Rudy Gobert is so much better than we actually realize.
I totally agree with that. And I don't think we, at the beginning of the year, we were kind of worried. Did he peak last year? But you can just see now that he's gotten better than he was last year. And I think, David, what we're seeing, you know, a lot of teams can win at home. But when the Jazz went on that road trip and what they went all four ball games on the road, I mean, that's a confidence builder there for any team that, you know, that's other than, you know, teams like the Golden State Warriors or Houston or something like that, team where you expect to do something that from time to time. But who expected the Jazz to go out on the road and win four in a row? And now that road record is very, very respectable.
Jazz offense tonight was not great. This was a defensive win. It's another incredible defensive outing. They held the Magic to an effective field goal percentage of 41%. Effective field goal percentage weighs three-point shooting. League average is 52%, and they had them at 41% effective. When it's a bad field goal percentage, it's a really bad effective field goal percentage is another way to look at it. The Jazz just were incredible tonight in the way that they defended this team. And the big, you know, their main guys, Aaron Gordon, 4 of 18. Evan Fournier, 4 of 18. Vucevic, a non-impactful 6 of 11. The game plan was to take Aaron Gordon and Fournier out, and they just never got shots they were comfortable with.
You know, I don't want to be negative here, but obviously the defense, it's just that good. Starting to worry a little bit about our bench.
Why? Because they scored 4, 3, 2, 0, and 3 points tonight?
Yes. And well, what I'm
because they shot. Wait, why? Because they shot a combined 4 of 17 from the field?
Yeah. I like guys. I want a guy off that bench that's going to be a threat. You know, which the point, well, when such and such comes into the ball game, we must do this and got to do that, you know. And I really don't see that right now. So the defense has got to continue for the rest of the year to hold this team together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The offense is going to have to be really good against when they play some teams that offenses are good enough. Yeah. That they can make ground. By the way, the Jazz are still in 10th in the West, too. Yeah, yeah. That's the craziest 15 of 17 and still in 10th of the in the West. I think there's a truth to it. Now, the one thing on that grouping, there's two things. One is Alec Burks is that guy you'd hope it'd be, and he just has not found that groove. So, you know, in the last 30 games, Alec is shooting 31% from the field, and so that's just not something that's happening for him right now. There aren't really guys on our roster that are that threat other than Donovan. Joe Ingles has become that, 18 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists tonight. It's the system. They're going to have to play the system at an elite level to be able to get those plays. I mean, really at a very – and they did it a few times and got it. They also are missing some shots. I mean, Royce O'Neal, who was making these shots during the win streak, is I don't have it in front of me, but I think he's 5 his last, you know, 26 or something like that. So the system also is going to lead you shots you better make. Jay Crowder was 1 of 9 tonight. So you're right. There's a two-way thing. They're not going to beat you one-on-one. And the system's going to get them looks, but they better start making some of the looks the system's getting.
And hopefully that happens. They put themselves in a great position right now because of the way they've been playing, because of the streak. What, 15? What'd you say, 15 to 17? And they put themselves in the position now where, you know, it's up to them. I mean, you know, you just keep winning and hope you get some help. Earlier in the year, we were talking about, okay, we just win our games and we should be fine. But now we need some help from some of these other teams that we're looking up at. It's fun to watch.
Got no help tonight. Memphis and San Antonio, you weren't expected. They actually went down the wire, and San Antonio won by 2, and Portland is who's playing great. And you know, the other problem is that some of these teams winning, by the way, time's running out on catching them. Like, it doesn't sound, oh, there's 16 games left. That's actually not very many if someone's 2 games ahead of you, and they're good. So if they go, you know, if there's 16 games left and they go 9-7, if you're going to catch them, not tie them, catch them, you have to go 12-4. If we go 12-4, we're closing the year at 27-6. Yeah. I mean, some of this is just insane. It's going to take 47 wins to get in the playoffs.
Yeah, and I was thinking, you know, 43, somewhere in there. But, you know, looking at our schedule now and there's an opportunity there with our schedule. But looking the way other teams are playing, I watched the Denver Nuggets play. That they can just flat out shoot the basketball.
They can't defend.
They can't defend, but, boy, those threes and those guys that can flat out shoot the basketball and making it, just like the Houston Rockets, making it awfully difficult to beat them. So a lot of those teams up that we're looking up at are flat out getting the job done. And I'm not saying this is something that we should be glad of, but the Lakers are catching fire, but they're catching late. I mean, if this would the way they're playing now, if this would have happened like 3 or 4 weeks ago, they'd be right there in the mix with us.
The only problem is we got them twice in the final 4 or 5 games.
Yeah, we do.
So
we
better hope they cool off before then. I hope they get it tonight against Portland. That wraps up Postcast. Really, just the quick summary individually tonight. We didn't really – Joe Ingles and Rudy Gobert played a ton of pick and roll, which they have not been great at this year. It's been the Ingles' favorites. Pick and roll is better, and they kind of figured it out as the night went on. That was probably the most impressive thing tonight, is the way those two figured each other out the night the two of them had.
Yeah, and hopefully Rubio figures it out with Gobert there as well, because I thought one time in particular, Rudy was gathering and he was running for the lob, and Rubio kind of took a step around the defender and tried to bounce past something Rudy wasn't ready for. Whereas Derek Favors probably would have regrouped and you know, made the catch. So I think they're going to have to get on the same page with that.
Joe Ingles, 18 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists. Ricky Rubio had 12 points, 4 rebounds, and 8 assists. Somebody just asked if I have the Jazz getting to 47. Here's the craziest thing. I do. My projection system has the following. And this is insane. San Antonio, 47. Denver, 47. Clippers, 47. Utah, 47. And I had the Pelicans at 46, who've won 2 games that weren't expected since then. So probably them around 47. Like, I'm not going to be blown away if we have a 5-way tie at 47 for 3 playoff
spots.
That'd
be awesome.
We can play the Adam Silver play-in tournament because nobody knows the tiebreakers at that point. I mean, that's the level that we're talking about. You just, you know, to give the Jazz credit, nobody else has blinked. We haven't either. And the Jazz have a bunch of games against not very good basketball teams. Tonight was one of them, and they got the job done. That wraps up Postcast on Locked On Jazz, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.